the events that we do.
I can't think of another bank in the city that has such a big community presence as Arvest.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
Member FDIC.
Anna Grace Foreman will jump center for Mountain Home. For Valonia, it'll be Paige Kelly. Ball's up in the air. Tip is won by Mountain Home. They'll be moving left to right here in this first half. Walker with it as Valonia starts off. Looks like in a 2-3 zone right now. Ball goes to Husky. Now back to Walker. Now Husky has it. She dribbles up between the circles. Gives it back to Walker. She has it at the top. Now throws it to Foreman in the paint. Kicks out to Husky. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. And Mountain Home strikes first. Peyton Husky gives Mountain Home the early 3-0 lead. We are just over 30 seconds into this contest. Ball goes over to Beatty on the left wing. Now she throws it up top to Kelly, who's going towards the paint. Now kicks out on the left side to Mears. Mears will dribble towards the lane. Now throws it over to Kelly on the left wing. Ball goes up top. Now on the left side to Mears. Mears will dribble towards the lane. Now goes back out to the wing. Throws it up top to Patterson. Patterson gives it on the right side to Beatty. Beatty dribbles up between the circles. Gives it to Mears on the left wing. Throws it up top to Cash. Now Cash throws it down in the paint. Ball goes outside now to Beatty. Her three-pointer is up and in, and we are knotted up. Kenna Beatty with her first 3 points of the night. 6:43 left in this opening quarter. Valonia going with the zone press. Here's Husky picking up her drill, throwing it to Pfeiffer. Now she'll get into the front court to Walker. Now to Martin, who's heading towards the lane. Tries to throw it to Foreman. She finally does control. Puts the shot off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound for Martin. She's going to throw it out to Pfeiffer. Puts up the three. Will not go. The rebound is controlled by Valonia. And looks like Mountain Home's going to be called for the foul in the backcourt. I believe they're going to get Anna Grace Foreman with her first personal foul, team foul number one here in the first half against the Lady Bombers. Into the front court comes Valonia. That is Cash with it. She will give it up top to Mears. Back to Cash on the left side. Cash dribbling towards the lane. Now her pass to Beatty was a little wide. It goes out of bounds right in front of the Mountain Home bench, and the Lady Bombers will get back on the turnover. 6:05 left in the opening quarter. Another zone press for Valonia, but Pfeiffer gets across the front court. She's quickly heading down towards the lane, going up for the layup. A little strong, no good. Offense rebound for Walker. She throws out to Husky, who tries a three. In and out, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched. They're going to stay by Valonia, and it will be Mountain Home basketball on the baseline. 5:52 left in this first quarter. Again, we're knotted up at three. Walker will trigger the inbound pass under the basket. She throws it into Pfeiffer in the right corner. She dribbles out to the wing. Pfeiffer going into the lane. Has the ball knocked away from her. Ball still loose. Now looks like a jump ball is about to be called. And it will be Valonia's basketball on the possession arrow. 5:45 left in the first quarter. Patterson will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Mountain Home looks like in a man-to-man. Patterson gives it to Mears, who dribbles up between the circles, throws it back to Patterson on the left wing. Now she's going down towards the paint, and an offensive foul. She just lost control there, and Emma Martin was in perfect position to draw the charge. That is Lauren Patterson's first personal foul, team foul number one against Valonia here in the first half. 5:29 left to play in the opening period. Again, we're tied at three. Walker takes inbound pass. Now it's a full court man for Valonia. Walker into the front court as she's going to be fouled just as she crosses the half court stripe. Lainey Mears picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against Valonia. Just found out, by the way, about Lainey Mears. She's someone with some local ties. She is actually the niece of Mountain Home Athletic Director Mitch Husky. He was just telling me his sister lives here, and Lainey is her daughter. The ball goes to Husky on the right wing. Now she's dribbling down towards the corner. Goes back out on the wing, throws it up top to Martin. Martin drills toward the left side, gives it there to Pfeiffer. She takes a screen. Now it goes toward the elbow, throws it up top to Foreman, over to Walker on the right. Walker going into the lane for the layup. No good. Got a little too far into the basket, but they're going to say the ball was last touched by Valonia, and it will be Mountain Home basketball on the baseline. 4:58 left in the first quarter. Pfeiffer will trigger the inbound pass. She gets it into Walker in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. Good. And Mount Tom is back on top. Riley Walker with her first 2 points of the night. 5-3, Lady Bombers leading it. Less than 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Patterson into the front court. Throws the ball in the right corner. Now ball goes near the wing to Cash. She's going to pull up. Well, I thought she was about to pull up for a jumper, but instead tries to throw it to a teammate there on the low block. The ball was knocked away, stolen by the Lady Bombers. Husky quickly back in the front court, throws it to Pfeiffer on the right wing. Now she's hanging down into the lane. Picks up a drill, throws it up top to Martin. Martin dribbles to the left side, gives it there to Husky. Husky is dribbling towards the paint. Now kicks it out to Foreman. Over to Walker on the right side. Walker throws it up to Martin. Over to Pfeiffer on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Beatty. And back comes Valonia. Cash with it on the left wing. Goes cross-court to Patterson on the right side. Up top now it goes to Beatty. Beatty will dribble toward the right wing. Gives it there to Patterson. Patterson gives it to Cash on the left wing. Back up top to Patterson. Back over to Cash on the left side. Down in the corner, it goes to Mears. Now she'll throw it up top to Beatty. Beatty dribbles near the free throw line. Almost lost it, but is able to keep possession. Now gives it to Mears on the left wing. Now Kelly has it. Ball goes up top now to Patterson. Over on the right side to Cash. She's heading down towards the lane. Her pass was knocked away, stolen by the Lady Bombers. Here is Walker into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbles near the elbow. Now ball goes over to Martin on the left wing. She's going into the lane for the layup, partially blocked. Offensive rebound for Foreman, gives it back to Martin. Her layup will not go, and the rebound this time controlled by Valonia. Here is Mears quickly into the front court. Ball goes over to Patterson on the left side. Her three-pointer will not go. Rebound controlled by Walker, and back on the Lady Bombers. 3 minutes left in the first quarter as Mountain Home has a two-point lead. Walker throws to Husky on the left side, up top to Martin. Thought about three. Now she's going towards the lane. Now kicks out to Pfeiffer on the right side. Pfeiffer dribbles towards the low block, but now throws it back out on the wing to Martin. Martin dribbles up to the top, gives it there to Foreman. Over to Walker on the left wing. She's going to take the screen. Going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. Will not go. Tries to chase down the rebound. They're going to say it was last touch, and I think it was what I call last touch by Valonia as both teams were scrambling for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home basketball with 2:36 left in the first quarter. Lady Bombers leading Valonia 5-3 in this one so far. Pfeiffer triggers the inbound pass, gives it to Walker on the left wing. She drills up to the top, throws it to Husky on the left side. Husky's dribbling down towards the paint, and now she's going to be fouled. Foul's on the floor, so it will be an inbound pass on the baseline. That foul is called on Kenna Beatty. That's her first personal foul, team foul number 3 against Valonia. And Emma Martin will take a seat as she's replaced by Mally Tabor. Foreman takes inbound pass from Tabor. She immediately puts up the wide-open layup off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with her first 2 points of the night. 7-3, Mountain Home on top. 2:20 left in the first quarter. Here is Cash into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Throws it over to the left side to Beatty. Now Beatty dribbles up to the top. Pull her shot. I don't know if that was a shot or a pass, but anyway, it got knocked away by Foreman. But Beatty Kidd picks it back up. Dribbles to the right wing. Throws it down the corner to Patterson. Patterson dribbles out now between the circles. Gives it there to Mears. Just lost the handle of the ball. And Husky comes up with the steal. She'll throw it to Walker, who will walk it into the front court. Man-to-man defense once again for Valonia. 4-point lead for the Lady Bombers. Walker with it up at the top. Takes a screen from Foreman. Dribbles to the right side. Now goes back towards the left elbow. Throws it to Pfeiffer in the corner. Now she's going to take the screen from Tabor. Tabor is going into the lane now after taking the pass from Pfeiffer. Her layup was blocked, and Valonia comes up with the basketball. Here is Patterson quickly back the other way. Throws it up top to Cash. Back to Patterson on the right wing. 1:20 left in the first quarter. Ball goes back to Patterson up top. She dribbles to the left side. She's going to give there on the wing to Mears. Up top now it goes to Kelly. Now ball goes over to Beatty on the right wing. She'll throw it to Patterson, who dribbles up between the circles. Her pass to Mears. She's going to try the three. In and out. No good. The rebound controlled by Walker. And back on the Lady Bombers. 1 minute left in the opening quarter. Walker with the ball up at the top. Throws over on the right side to Pfeiffer. She'll take the screen from Tabor. Dribble up toward the top. Now goes back to the right side. 41 seconds left in the first quarter. Ball goes over to Foreman. Now to Husky on the left wing. Husky dribbles towards the left elbow. Now goes back up between the circles. Gives it to Walker on the right side. She's going to take the screen from Tabor. Dribbles up top. Throws it to Foreman. Over to Pfeiffer now. Pfeiffer will take the screen from Tabor. From Foreman now. She'll throw it to Tabor up top. Tabor dribbles to the right side. Picks up a dribble. Now finds Husky cutting towards the lane. Throws it over to Walker. Her jumper in the left corner. No good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She puts it back up. Will not go. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Bologna basketball. 10.7 seconds left. Emma Martin checking back in, replacing Hannah Pfeiffer. And for Bologna, looks like Lainey Mears is going to take a seat as she's replaced by Hannah Montgomery, a 5'6 junior. 4-point lead for Lady Bombers. Bologna has one chance to get a shot. Here is Cash into the lane. Kicks it out to Kelly in the corner. Her jump will not go. Rebound by Tabor, and we have reached the end of the first quarter. Well, after 8 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Bologna 7-3. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.